Catherine, there's this article in the London Guardian today, new global FAT tax to rein in banks, and they say it's a VAT on all transactions, and the nations are all passing laws to comply. Gordon Brown says it's a global governance, and the top banks will now put taxes on all other financial transactions and give themselves the money, and they're billing it all over the news as a way to get the rich bankers. I mean, they really are slick how they pass all their different takeover operations in the name of getting the rich guys. I mean, they are really duplicitous, but I guess they've got the Guardian and the AP and others working for them.
The Matrix is, trillions of dollars are spent on getting the Matrix to look, you know, Disney World has taught these guys a lot. So, you know, but there's a great amount of money made to make the system look legitimate, you know, up to and including the lawsuit against Goldman Sachs.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to ask you about that. We're almost out of time. I believe it's because there's so much heat. It's civil. They can now have a 3-4 year investigation, give somebody a $5 million fine, slap somebody on the wrist, and use the investigation to smokescreen all the state investigations.
Well, I think it's complex. I think there are multiple agendas going on, but there's no doubt about it. I think the reason this one got through is these latest polls that show Ron Paul, even with Obama or the Tea Party, representing most American people more than either political party. I think Washington is in real trouble, and Washington is trying to say, no, this wasn't us, this was Wall Street, which is clearly a bunch of bunk. But coming into the election, Washington has a real problem. The Democrats have a real problem, because if you look at the Glass-Steagall and derivatives, it was all Rubin and Clinton. And we see literally Clinton in testimony, you know, this last week saying, oh, I was wrong to listen to Rubin and Summers, you know, hint, hint, the Goldman guy. So you've got real, I call it the Midianite thing after the story in the Old Testament of the Midianites taking over Israel, and they Gideon's army attacks, and the Midianites jump up in the dark and kill each other. And we're literally watching the Midianites kill each other now as they start looking for scapegoats coming in the election.
So you're saying it's so bad for them, they may even throw a few of their minions overboard.
Oh, they're going to throw a lot. And that's the opportunity. If you make a deck of cards, I want you to make a deck of cards that are basically the 50 most ridiculous people in the New World Order and make fun of them, because the more we make fun, the ones who are going to get shot are the ones we make fun of.
They
have excess capacity. So what you're going to watch is they're going to start turning against each other.
Yeah, because really they're all a bunch of hateful creatures anyways. Any excuse to, well, I throw him over, I'll move up the pyramid.
Right. Final. There's no loyalty among rats, and that is our opportunity. If we can be part of something, and that's what I said before, there are so many wonderful people who are working in government, are working in large corporations, are working in state and local government, that are looking at what is going on. They're absolutely appalled, and they need, you know, they need more and more of us offering something which is constitutional, which is lawful,
absolutely,
and which is wealth building to attract them into.
We've only got 1 minute left. Do you agree with me that they're setting the stage for false flag terror to be blamed on tea parties? I mean, they're really, really beating the drum,
you know,
right now.
They're trying so hard, and the harder they try, the more ridiculous they look. And so they're going to keep trying. It's going to fail completely, and I hope they just keep talking that way, because the more they talk that way, the funnier they look.
It's getting
pathetic.
Ridiculous. It is getting ridiculous when you say, you don't like the banks looting you. You hate black people. You want to blow up federal buildings.
It's not working. It's not working. So I hope they keep doing it, because the reason Ron Paul is head to head now with Obama is because of these tactics and how they're failing. People are smart, Alex. It is amazing how little violence you see across this country. It is amazing, because people have learned that will be used the wrong way. And so people are really smart about how they are exercising their disobedience to the New World Order. So, you know, we're for law, we're for wealth, and they're against it. And
absolutely,
and that's where
Catherine, we're out of time. Incredible interview. Thank you for spending time with us. God bless you.
Alex, you're the best.
You're the best.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
BetterThanRocks.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he has survived a lengthy battle with cancer. He just got a new bladder using his intestines. He's a tough guy. He's in the hospital bed right now, Ted Gunderson. He entered the Federal Bureau of Investigation in December 51. He served in Mobile, Knoxville, New York City, Albuquerque offices. He held posts as assistant special agent in charge in New Haven and Philadelphia, as the chief inspector and special agent in charge of the Memphis and Dallas division. In 77, Gunderson took his last position as senior special agent in charge of the Los Angeles division. And when he retired, he was chosen as law enforcement officer of the year in America by AFL-CIO Metal Trade Council. And it just goes on and on from there. And Ted Gunderson literally exposed big cases that even came out in the newspaper with the CIA, with giant child kidnapping rings, Satanist control grids. And he talked about this 25 years ago, even though he had the evidence, people laugh. Now it just comes out and comes out. Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, all these pedophile politicians, pedophile priests. This is the Dine Corps running the CPS in many counties in the country. I mean, it is nightmarish. So he joins us from his hospital bed, and we appreciate Ted Gunderson joining us to talk about the Tea Parties, false flag terror, OKC terror too. He, inside the FBI, saw COINTELPRO. He's an expert who can explain what it is. And in his view, I talked to him earlier, that it's being used against patriots today. Ted Gunderson, good to have you with us.
Well, Alex, it's always a pleasure to be on your show, and thank you very much for giving me a call. And you know me, I'm glad to share any information I have with anybody that wants to listen to long enough. So,
Ted, that's awesome. Your phone was coming in great earlier. It's overdriving a bit. Can you back off of it a bit?
Yeah, is this better now?
That is awesome, sir. Thanks a million. Okay, tell us a little bit about the FBI, the positions you held, and COINTELPRO, and I know laying there in your hospital bed, you've probably seen Clinton saying, gee, I hope the rhetoric, settles down, because if people don't stop criticizing Obama, it's going to be their fault when a federal building blows up, and we know they've now caught the Democrat operatives with Nazi signs in the Tea Parties. Do you agree they're building up towards stage terror?
Absolutely. I've said this for 30-some-odd years. Absolutely no question about it. This whole terrorist movement is designed in order to, was designed to bring on the Patriot Act, Homeland Security, and take away many of our constitutional rights and civil liberties legally, as they say, by passing these laws. And as you know, Alex, the Patriot Act was passed it was substituted. The real act was had been approved by 36 members of the Judiciary Committee. And it was to be voted on that particular morning by Congress. And at 3 o'clock in the morning of that morning that it was to be voted on, George W. Bush came in with his own version, a 300-page version of the Patriot Act, and substituted it for the other one. And then our congressman voted on an act that nobody had ever read. And, what does it do? Look what it does. It's by a direct violation of the Constitution in a number of areas, the freedom of speech, the due process. And then it just goes on and on and on. That's what it's all about. This terrorist movement in this country today is government coordinated. The criminal government enterprise is behind this whole thing. The shadow government, the Nazis, as you say, there's no question about it. The spiritual war that dovetails into satanic activity. And the pedophilia, and framing the congressmen and senators in the Nebraska case, which I worked with former Senator John DeCamp, and on and on and on. Oklahoma City was the inside job, 911's inside job. The World Trade Center car bombing, February 26, 1993, the FBI was not only involved in it, they knew in advance. This is in the New York Times, October 28, 1993, by the way. They knew in advance the FBI did about the bombing. And they had an informant in with the group, and he was told to put the bomb together. He went to his FBI superiors, and he said, we're going to use a dummy bomb, aren't we? And his FBI superior said, no, we're going to use a real bomb. So the FBI not only knew in advance that they were going to bomb the World Trade Center car bomb in 1993, they furnished ingredients for the bomb. Now, what more evidence do you want than that came out during the trial? Because the informant, the FBI informant, wore a body mic when he met with the terrorists. And unknown to the FBI, he wore a body mic when he met with the FBI, and that's what probably kept him.
Yeah, that was Ahmad Salam. I mean, he knew that they were setting him up, and so he went in and said, look, you're saying go ahead with the bombing. You did this. Why are you doing this? We were supposed to bust him. And the FBI said, no, it goes forward. Now, again, we're very honored to have you, Ted, and you're going 100 miles an hour, which is great because you're so full of information. Everything he's saying is backed up and documented from my own research. But let's go back now and be sure to back off that phone for me. Let's go back to your awakening in the FBI, what you saw with COINTELPRO, what it is, and how you see them trying to now frame the Tea Parties, how they're prepping the public and the media for terror attacks to discredit people that are trying to stop the New World Order.
Well, I was very active in the COINTELPRO program, particularly back then, back in the 1960s, during the Vietnam War. We used it against them, and it was very effective, and it's very effective today, and they're using it today. But what they're doing today makes the old COINTELPRO program by the FBI back in the 60s look like a Sunday school class. These guys today are unbelievable. I mean, they're brazen. They're violating the law. They're coming out and they're trying to set people up. I'm a perfect example of it. They tried to set me up in 1982 with a drug deal with a girl named Pam Fawcett, and she came over to my side. They told me that they were trying to set me up, and I gave her a polygraph examination, and she passed it. And then I sent, I took a signed statement, I sent it back to Washington, and it was unbelievable activity on their part, just trying to set me up on a drug operation. And all they want to do is just discredit me.
Well, tell people what COINTELPRO is, and when you were involved in it. As you said, that was light compared to what's going on now. What it is?
Well, what a quick point Del Pro program is, it's a disinformation, major disinformation program. And I'll give you an example. In the Black Panthers, back in the 60s, we sent an anonymous letter to the Secretary Treasurer of the Black Panthers party there in New Haven, Connecticut, and told him that that the chairman of the Black Panthers party was having an affair with his wife. We sent a letter at the same time to the chairman, told him that the Secretary Treasurer was stealing money from the Panthers, and it causes disruption within the ranks, and it causes dissension among the troops. So that's, you know, that's just an example of it.
And that's the kind of stuff I go through, just and I know you've gone through it, just constant lies, constant stories, just throwing as much garbage as they can at anybody that's actually getting something done.
That's right. That's right. And they've done that to me. I mean, if you go on the Internet, you see people like Stu Webb, who was an FBI informant, who actually took, I took him in, housed him, clothed him for 7 months, gave him a car but with gasoline in it, bought him a suit. He had no place to go. He was looking for a place to stay for 4 days. I took him in. He stayed for 7 months. And he ended up being an FBI informant against me. And he stole from me. He stole all kinds of material and research from me. And then he goes out now, and he goes on the Internet, this guy Stu Webb, and he tells the people that I'm a, I'm a practicing Satanist, that I was kicked out of the FBI for practicing satanic ceremonies in the federal building. And that's the kind of junk.
Well, I don't even really know that guy. But, I mean, I mean, the issue is they call my wife up on unlisted numbers and tell her what her and I have been talking about on the phone, and then women call up saying I've gotten her, them pregnant. So it's just standard stuff going on. But you're saying today it's much worse. What do you see them doing with the Tea Party? Because it's every news channel is saying we're all racist Klan members and we're going to blow federal buildings up. The news is all saying I'm calling for violence when I'm calling for the opposite. Break that down.
Well, what they're doing is they've infiltrated every group in America. They've got their own people in there, their own informants, their own provocateurs in there, and they're going to stir them up. They're going to come up with the idea. Their provocateurs are going to come up with the idea of doing some violent acts and then try to set up the Tea Party itself for these violent acts. And then, of course, that's when the FBI will come in and arrest everybody, and let their people go, people that set it up, they'll be pretend like the prosecuting militias disappear out the back door, and that'll be it.
Well, that's like Atari up in Michigan. They're now saying that their FBI agent and informant were part of the nine-member group, but they still arrested all of them, but some of them are being held at other facilities, so we'll see them be released out the back door later.
Absolutely. They'll release their own people, and then they'll go along another part of the country and work in with another group under another name and start all over again. Absolutely. That's exactly what's happening.
Well, they've even caught the Democrats telling people to go out and dress like Nazis and go to tea parties. But more and more of this is coming out. I mean, do you think the New World Order is in trouble?
Well, I hope that they're in trouble, you know, because their people are waking up. And when I started talking about this like 30 years ago, I got out of the FBI in 1979. When I started talking about this 30 years ago and I came out and went public with this, people thought I was a kook, I was nuts, I was a conspiracy theorist. But now people are saying, you know, looking back, you're right. And people are saying that to me on almost a daily basis. So I think people are waking up to what's going on, thanks to shows like this, Alex, by the way.
Yeah, well, thank you, sir. But I go back over your research. I mean, you broke major cases that came out in the newspaper, but then the investigation would get shut down, where the Finders case with the CIA openly running child porn, everything else. I mean, you guys were busting them with the kids. I mean, you really have been tireless out there. And now we know that literally it's like a satanic pedophile guild at the top. Well, let's talk about that when we come back and how these people operate and what their new world order is, what they want to build with Ted Gunderson. He ran the Southern California LA division, one of the biggest posts of the FBI in the country, a special agent in charge, and he exposed the whole thing. We'll be right back with Ted Gunderson from his hospital bed.
Don't answer it. If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here?
Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Ted Gunderson, senior FBI agent, retired, fighting the New World Order for decades, is our guest. And he just had his bladder removed, and he's fighting. He defeated cancer, so his doctor may come in any time, and he'll have to get off and call us back. But Ted Gunderson, short segment right now, long segment coming up. From your FBI training, from your research, a lot of your predictions you made over the decades unfortunately came true. How do you see the feds and the globalists from their pre-programming on the news? Because they always pre-program. I know you've been watching it because we talked before you went on air. What type of attacks should we look out for to demonize the Patriot movement?
Well, first of all, they're going to make all kinds of wild allegations. Like we mentioned, Stu Webb, being an FBI informant, he said I was practicing satanic ceremonies in a federal building, which was the reason I was dismissed from the FBI, which was not true. They're going to use all kinds of disinformation like that against each one of us. Like, I think they've accused you of being involved in pot or something else, Alex, and a lot of crazy stuff. And so they're going to they use those tactics, and then they are going to use their own infiltrators into the various groups. There was a supervisor, FBI supervisor out of Albuquerque, made a statement publicly that that the FBI had infiltrated every patriot movement in the country. Well, they have. They got their informants out there. I know, because back in the late 60s when I was active in the against the Black Panthers, we were in, and also the Communist Party, we had members and people that were informants for us within every group in America. So they can go in there and disrupt the operation, make plans for a terrorist act of some sort, and then blame it on the infiltrators and so forth. So it goes on and on and on. It's a vicious circle. And, you know, like, for example, you mentioned the children that were I worked with Johnny Kemp on this case in Nebraska back in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s, where they were flying children out of Omaha, Nebraska. They were driving into Sioux City, Iowa, 184 miles away, putting them in private jets, flying to the Washington, D.C. for sex, or you were congressmen and senators. Well, then Rusty Nelson, the official photographer, who I interviewed, by the way, and I have him on tape, would take pictures, and then they blackmail the congressmen and senators, tell them how to vote. And that's what's happening in America today. And we don't have enough people like Kucinich and Ron Paul standing up. And these other people have all been, many of them have been blackmailed through children and through sex and through drugs and what have you. And, of course, they're only interested in being reelected for the most part. So
from your research, I mean, what percentage, how does the power structure work? Is it a mixture of pedophiles, Satanists, occultists? Because, I mean, every time, I was never expecting to find this, every time I do research, we run into Satanism, pedophilia, devil worship, occultism. I mean, it's really just a bunch of lunatics.
Oh, absolutely, but they're well-organized, and they're fascist. We are dealing with a bunch of Nazi fascist, evil people, and they are lunatics, but they're well organized. They know what they're doing. They have a master plan. It's called the Illuminati, and we're in a spiritual war. It's a spiritual war all the way, and so people need to wake up to what's actually going on. By the way, Alex, I have a 52. Ever since I retired, I've written 52 reports. I don't write books; I write reports. 6,500 pages of my reports are available to the public. It's just on a CD. And you mentioned Oklahoma City earlier. Well, I've got my whole...
Yeah, I want to get into that. I want to tell folks they can go to tedgunderson.net, tedgunderson.net, and get that CD with all your invaluable reports. This is important information. Gunderson is spelled G-U-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, tedgunderson.net. Let's start getting into that report.
So that report, Alex, I've written reports on 911. I've written reports on Oklahoma City, which we'll go into more in detail, I guess, later on in the show. I've written reports on the car bombing of the World Trade Center in 93, and so on and so forth. And also on CIA child kidnapping operation by the Finders, which, and I have this report on the Finders, a dynamite report. It documents that the CIA is involved in kidnapping children, selling them for up to $50,000 each. At auctions around the country, and I've given this report to the FBI on half a dozen times, and they completely ignore me. And instead of going out and investigating this and other matters that I've brought to their attention, they're investigating me and tried to set me up on, as I said earlier on your show, on a drug operation with this girl named Pam Fawcett, and they tried to set me up. They tried to set me up for criminal violations. It hadn't worked so far, and I'm not just not going to work because I'm not going to violate the law. But this is their tactic, and they want to get, you know, they want to discredit me. And as a matter of fact, I visit Mike Reconosciuto, an inmate at Terminal Island on a regular basis. Mike was the person who developed the barometric bomb on used in Oklahoma City. He was a CIA scientist for some 20 years.
Well, stay there. Let's get into it. Ted, we've got a break. Teddy Anderson joining us from his hospital bed. He's just had his bladder removed from cancer. And tough guy there in the hospital bed. Firing away with the info weapons. We'll be right back with Ted Gunderson, FBI retired. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine, flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Coming up in 30 minutes, we're premiering it at PrisonPlanet.tv, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. The FEMA camps are real. We have the video. We have the government documents. We have the mainstream news articles. We have the congressional testimony. We have the executive orders. We have the riot police and troops being used against citizens, the military checkpoints, the Hardin, Montana situation, the underwear bombing proven to be a false flag, interviews with eyewitnesses. It's all in Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. The DVDs are shipping out. Order them at Infowars.com with the expanded extras, and that supports us. Or you can also become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. It's 15 cents a day, $5.95. Takes about a minute to sign up. You can share your passcode with up to six people. PrisonPlanet.tv, premiering in 30 minutes at PrisonPlanet.tv. And Invisible Empire, this great new film, also came out last week. And it is available, the whole New World Order system, how they operate, their crimes, government drug dealing, white slavery, the whole New World Order system. And the truth is what sets us free. The public is ready to be awakened right now. Get both the films at Infowars.com and go to TedGunderson.net and support him and get that CD with thousands and thousands of pages of documentation reports he's filed to the public. Ted, let's run through Oklahoma City and not just COINTELPRO, with Clinton and others saying there's going to be another attack, and even Michael Savage is now coming out saying Obama, he believes, is going to stage a terror attack. Limbaugh has almost gone that far, saying that they're going to try to blame it on us. So the public, this isn't 1993 or 95. The public is getting wise to false flag terror. So let's talk about Oklahoma City, understand the past, you know, the present and the future, and then let's look at what type of big terror attacks. Obama says the number one threat is nukes going off, and what you know about suitcase nukes. Ted Gunderson.
Well, you know, when Oklahoma City occurred, I had a call from Mike Reconestuto. I mentioned Mike's name a few moments ago. Mike told me that the Oklahoma City bombing was not a fertilizer bomb. It was his bomb that he developed when he was with the CIA for 20 years. And it's called the electrohydrodynamic gaseous fuel device. Now, anybody with any sense knows anything about a fertilizer bomb. You don't even have to know anything about it, but you know that a fertilizer bomb does not destroy half of that building, which is what they claimed in Oklahoma City. So Mike called and told me this, and so I started researching it, and I found out and learned the, I'll call it a barometric bomb. This bomb was actually developed back in the 1980s under the Ronald Reagan administration. And the night that it was tested in Area 51, I was with a group of people in Palm Springs waiting for the results. It was so powerful, they underestimated the strength. It was so powerful that one of the scientists died and the two others were injured. And then it was highly classified. It is highly classified, still is to this day. And Reagan put a high classification on it, a top secret, not to be developed or to furnish to anybody, any other sources, and so on and so forth. And this was actually the bomb that was used in Oklahoma City. Now, my research didn't stop there. I found out the contract number for this bomb. It was developed by Hercules Manufacturing, which was Mike Reconestuto's company. He actually developed the bomb. And it was manufactured by Dinah Nobel out of Salt Lake City. I wrote to Picatinny Arsenal in New Jersey and with the contract number and said, I want to copy the contract. This is public source information, by the way. And they came back and said, there's no such contract in our record. And so that was an outright lie because I actually had the contract number itself. And so they're right there. Now, in June of 1995, right after the bombing, Bill Clinton gave a speech in Hanover, New Hampshire, and he said that the bomb used in Oklahoma City was a miracle of technology. Now, the government, in the meantime, is telling us that the fertilizer bomb was used in Oklahoma City, and now Clinton comes out and says it was a miracle of technology. This is all well documented in the American Free Press, by the way. So you have a major, major cover-up. I made two trips to Oklahoma City out of my pocket and checked into this case, and there's absolutely no question about it. It was a government operation. In the meantime, Terry Nichols, one of the co-defendants in the case, has filed an affidavit with the U.S. District Court in Salt Lake City that Larry Potts, number two man in the FBI at the time, was the person who orchestrated the Oklahoma City bombing.
And then McVeigh was working for Black Ops, and we had Jane Graham on yesterday, who was on the ninth floor, and she said she saw McVeigh going up and down the elevator. She saw guys with gray sticks of butter and wiring, and we know police officers said they saw the same thing, like Terrence Yakey. Then he basically got, you know, killed. All of this going on, and you have the building blown out, not in, and you've got, at the same time, Clinton saying it's going to happen again, and not even a veiled threat saying it's going to be blamed on the Tea Parties.
Right. That's right. It's all on a Zomar Park master plan in order to come to declare martial law. We know that they've got guillotines scattered around, at least 30,000 guillotines in I think they're in Atlanta right now. We have coffins that are stockpiled in Georgia. It just so happens in 1995, the state legislature in Georgia passed a law. They would allow inmates who were given the life, the death sentence, to be executed by guillotine.
That's right. More than a decade ago, you said they were stockpiling plastic coffins everywhere, and now they're on the news, and they admit they're stockpiling them everywhere.
That's right. That's right. Georgia, 1995, passed this law, which allowed them to bring guillotines and also coffins into Georgia as an excuse now that they prepped in anticipation of doing this on a national base, I believe. And absolutely, no question about it. And so, you know, it goes on and on and on. And by the way, I might mention this also. In the Fireman's Magazine, September 1995, the editor wrote an article about Oklahoma City, and the information he obtained for the article came from the Oklahoma City Fire Department. And in that article, it says that four different conventional bombs were removed from that building, from Oklahoma City, from the Murrah building in Oklahoma City. Four conventional bombs were removed. So I think that what happened is that the barometric bomb went off, and it was to be followed by four other bombs that would have completely destroyed that building. But they for some reason or other, the other four bombs did not go off, that they had to remove them. And they stopped the rescue process for like 5 hours while they ran in there and brought a bunch of files out of Oklahoma City. And of course, we know about Terrence Yagi. They said that he committed suicide. That's pretty tough to do. Because he had 13, by the way, injuries to him, including to his arms and I think on his neck. And, of course, he was shot, and there was blood in his car, and his body was like, I think a mile off the highway or something along there. So he couldn't distance off the highway. So, you know, that's all part of the cover. I talked to his wife at one time, and he had a video. He was a video buff, and he had a video camera right there at the time of the Oklahoma City bombing, and he came over and started taking pictures with his video, and they wanted that. The New World Order boys wanted those pictures from his camera in order to quash and make
sure. Well, that's right. We've interviewed Colonel Craig Roberts, who was a police officer also in the area, who talked to his partner. And the last time Terrence Yagi, cop of the year for saving all those people in the building, was heard from, he was going to a secret storage facility outside the police department out in the country where he had these materials. And he said, I'm being followed by feds. And then they found his body. He'd been tortured to death trying to find out where that video was. And we had all those other video cameras from the local bank and the YMCA that the government declared national security on and wouldn't release from the Oklahoma City bombing. As close as you can tell from your research, and it did come out in mainstream newspapers that the FBI head of counterterrorism was there for the week before, was there the day of the bombing. He'd lied about that. He said that he'd flown up from Dallas that day, that morning, but it turns out he is lying. But then you've got the Southern Poverty Law Center in declassified documents running Elohim City. You've got McVeigh there. You've got Andre Strassmeyer there. You've got all these people. From your research, as best you can tell, how was the operation run?
How was it run, you say?
Yes, sir.
Well, when you say how was it run, I mean there was an inside investigator told me, an investigator for the defense, by the way, told me there were at least 11 other people involved in it. So it took a team of people in order to pull this off. You can't just run a truck in with a fertilizer bomb and explode it. And
that's what Jane Graham said. She said there were Army guys and McVeigh crawling all over the building.
That's right. That's right. So it was, you know, planned and well run. They were real professionals. So these guys know what they're doing. And but the only trouble is that the four conventional bombs didn't explode, so they didn't bring the whole building down, which jinxed their overall plan to bring the building down. But anyway, at least we have the documentation in that magazine article. But you know, I've got this report. It's a 222-page Oklahoma City report. It's in my CD. It's in among 52 other reports. And this report is available, Alex, for $35. All my reports, 6,500 pages of reports, including 911, Oklahoma City and what have you, and the Nebraska case and Finders, the child kidnapping by the CIA. Excuse me. And these are available to the public. If you folks want to send $35 to me, you want me to give my address, Alex, or what?
Absolutely. And the address is at tedgunderson.net, correct?
Yeah, that's the but send $35 and I'll send you this CD, and then I want you to make copies of this CD and get it out to your friends, because this is all documentation we're talking about here on the radio show.
Absolutely, and you deserve the support as well. Give out the address.
Yeah, okay. Just send $35 to Ted Gunderson, G-U-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, 6230 6230, A like Apple, Wilshire, W-I-L-S-H-I-R-E Boulevard, Unit 6, Los Angeles, 90048. That's Ted Gunderson, 6230, A, Wilshire, W-I-L-S-H-I-R-E Boulevard, number 6, L.A., California, 90048. Send me $35. I'll get this TV out to you right away. And then I want you to make copies and get copies to your friends. This is the best documentation that I can come up with. It's all my report, 222 pages of dust just on Oklahoma City alone. I also have 911 in there. The FBI was alerted to 911, I might mention, on March the 20th, 2001, 6 months prior to 911. A fellow in the FBI named Keith Kutry was given information about advanced terrorist acts by the Al-Qaeda group. And he was ignored. Michael was ignored. This is against.
Well, Ted, you talked about this day one when 9/11 happened 8 years ago, and then it came out that all these FBI agents, Kathleen Rowley in Minneapolis, and FBI agents in Phoenix, and FBI agents all over the country knew specifically what was happening, and they were told to shut up, and they were demoted, and then those that told them to shut up were given record cash bonuses. That was in the Washington Post.
Right. Right, absolutely.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. How is the FBI broken up? Because we know the average FBI agent's, is doing kidnappings and bank robberies. What divisions of the FBI are involved in the really dirty deeds, and how do they liaison in to the private contractors, into the CIA, and to other groups?
Well, the Domestic Intelligence Division, which would be Division 5, is the one that would be handling this. And they also handle, by the way, the Kennedy assassination and some of these other sensitive investigations. And they have liaison with key people and with the politicians. And their activity, the agents assigned to domestic intelligence, are coordinating this with CIA, Army intelligence, primarily Army intelligence. And they have a nationwide operation that's designed, it's really a terrorist act operation designed against the average citizen to expose us and to come after us and to cause it, raise hell and raise havoc with us and with our activities and discredit us.
And the average FBI agent doesn't really know anything about this, do they?
No, absolutely not. No, they do not. As a matter of fact, Alex, I mentioned Reconnaissance. You folks need to Google Reconnaissance, the name Reconnaissance. I'm going to spell his name for you. R-I-C-O-N-O-S-C-I-U-T-O. Michael J. Reconnaissance. R-I-C-O-N-O-S-C-I-U-T-O. You Google Michael Reconnaissance. You're going to find a tremendous amount of information about Michael. Now, Michael was set up, he dared to testify against the U.S. Department of Justice in a criminal case and on a congressional hearing, the Brooks Committee back in the late 80s, and he was set up on a drug operation and sentenced to 30 years. Michael's in prison now for this alleged drug allegation. But anyway, Michael, his mistake was he testified against the government. And so they went after him, they set him up and what have you. Now, I visit Michael on a regular basis because Michael and I have done a lot of work together. As a matter of fact, we met Osama bin Laden back in the spring of 1986, and we were responsible, Michael and I, for the surface air missiles that were used in the Afghanistan.
We'll be right back. violence, some sudden and senseless loss of life that allows the autocrat to stand on the smoking rubble and identify himself as the hero. It's at moments like this that the public, still in shock from the horror of the tragedy that has just unfolded before them, can be led into the most ruthless despotism that now bears the mantle.
And I won't back.
To the lions and rebuild the capital of the Roman Empire in his own image. This is why Hearst and the warmongers of the emerging American Empire were delighted by the destruction of the USS Maine in Havana Harbor in 1898. It gave them the excuse they needed to rouse the public into supporting the Spanish-American War. This is why Israel attacked the USS Liberty in 1967 during the Six-Day War, strafing and torpedoing it relentlessly for hours in a vain attempt to send it to the bottom. The Israelis believe that the loss of the Liberty could be blamed on Egypt.
All right, folks, I'm going to take us out to break. Something knocked out everything in here as soon as he talked about Osama bin Laden. We're going to get him back on.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Folks, we've never had this happen, and maybe it's just Murphy's Law or something else, but right when he started talking about meeting with Osama bin Laden and a State Department official back in 86, there was just all the power went crazy. Only in the studio, everything went dead. I don't know how that happens. It was just going crazy, turning on and off, and I've never seen anything like this. And so very, very bizarre. Ted, you got cut off there. Everything got wiped out. This is the end of the show. I'll have to have you back about this. Specifically, meeting with Osama bin Laden, what was that in relationship to? You said getting surface-to-air missiles to the Mujahideen. Go ahead.
Well, I had back in the spring of 86, I had a fellow named Bill Sloan come to me. He was a former top administrative official with the Reagan administration. And Bill said, can you help the Afghan rebels in their fight against the Soviets? And I contacted Mike Reconnoisseur, who I knew had been in the CIA for some 20 years, a scientist. And Mike and I met in a hotel room in Sherman Oaks, California, with this State Department official and a tall, skinny fellow was driving under a Turkish passport. And his name was Jim Osman. That was the name he was using. I find out years later it was actually Osama bin Laden. And as a result of that meeting, Michael furnished the Afghan rebels the surface-to-air missiles that we shot down, that they used to shoot down the Soviet helicopters and won the war for them. So, at that time, of course, the Osama bin Laden was our ally. And then I subsequently learned that we furnished the Afghan rebels, $650 million a year for 5 years. So they used that money, of course, now to come back after us.
So you're saying you were involved in the conduit with the government. And I've never known you to make stuff up, Ted. That's just wild. Now, how did you know he was Osama bin Laden, or did you find out later?
I found out later. I didn't know it until I found out years later. It was Osama bin Laden. He was traveling on the Turkish passport, Tim Osman. Did not know at all.
Well, that's now been declassified that it was Tim Osman. And, yeah, he had a shaven face and everything else. I mean, did he speak good English, or what was he like?
Yeah, he didn't speak much, but he literally, you could understand him. I didn't think much about it. I didn't realize it was Osama bin Laden. And he was undercover. And I talked to the State Department official later on and tried to get him to make certain admissions. He said, just forget about me. Leave me out of the picture. I don't want anything to do with it. He was afraid, which I'm not. But anyway, that's the story on, and that's Steve Michael developed these sources inside the Arab world by furnishing these surface-to-air missiles that defeated the Soviets. And so we had inside sources on this. We had inside information, Michael did, about 911.
Well, Ted Gunderson, I'm glad that you've beat cancer. And we'll talk to you again soon. An amazing interview. He's the former special agent in charge of Memphis, Dallas, and the Los Angeles division. And he won Law Enforcement Officer of the Year from the AFL-CIO. And so much of what he said in hindsight has turned out to be true. Very, very scary stuff. Ted, God bless you. Thanks for spending time with us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for having me on your show.
God bless. Take care. Folks, the broadcast is over, and very strange. He starts talking about Osama bin Laden, and everything goes dead here before he went to the last break. That was strange, but we'll just hope that it was just Murphy's Law, just a coincidence. Sure it is. No big deal. I'm going to try to figure out what happened now that the show's about to end. I'll be back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, right here on the one, the only GCN radio network. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and it's live now at PrisonPlanet.tv, not just Invisible Empire that we premiered last week, but now Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, is live for PrisonPlanet.tv members. If you're not a member, go there. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Your purchase supports this radio broadcast. You can sign up in about a minute and be watching the film right now. It is live in four different high-quality formats, or you can order the DVD in the highest quality at Infowars.com. Great job, crew. See you back live tomorrow, God willing.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.